You're listening to SBS News.
As households face rising costs of living, the government has warned it's unlikely to ease quickly. Treasurer Jim Chalmers, fresh out of COVID isolation, acknowledged the reality of the country's financial situation.
The expectation across the board is that inflation will get worse before it gets better, and that interest rates will get higher as well. This is making life very difficult for Australians already.
The Treasurer also warning the government won't tolerate reports some companies could be taking advantage of the market, which the Consumer Watchdog has been called on to investigate.
There are a range of concerns that have been raised about pricing in energy markets. We want to make sure that there's no dodgy behaviour making life even harder for families and pensioners and Australian industry. And there's an important role for the ACCC there.
The ACCC will examine whether big power generators have been colluding and if they withdrew supply into the market last week. It will hand down its findings next month. In a statement, the ACCC has confirmed it's working closely with the regulator to take action against conduct harming competition or consumers and bring to the government's attention any need for regulatory change. In the long term, the government hopes to secure Australia's struggling grid by overhauling the current system with a new electricity capacity mechanism and introduce more renewable energy. But the opposition says it won't be shifting its energy policies, which are significantly lower than the government's. Coalition leader Peter Dutton telling 2GB it'll hold firm despite the results of the election.
We took our policy to the election. Millions of Australians voted for us on that basis, and that's the position that we'll take forward. You've got to have coal and you've got to have gas. If you don't, then we'll find ourselves in situations where you do have rationing and you do have blackouts.
But the former coalition government's track record is now being questioned. An investigation by Nine newspapers found the Morrison government pledged $1 billion in 2019 to invest in new energy projects, including 5 gas-fired power stations, 6 renewable pumped hydro and 1 coal upgrade. Out of the 12 promised, none have been completed, several are still under consideration, and some have been scrapped. It's putting more pressure on the Labor government to deliver its own projects. The high energy prices are contributing to escalating inflation, and Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe has flagged how high that rate could go.
Petrol prices have risen further due to global developments, and the outlooks for retail prices of electricity and gas have been pushed higher due to the well-known pressures on capacity in that sector. And as a result, we're now expecting the inflation to peak at 7% in the December quarter.
The bank says it's these domestic pressures which are increasing inflation, as well as ongoing international factors, including conflict in Ukraine and supply chain issues. Governor Lowe says this will also push up interest rates, but is hopeful Australia won't enter a recession.
Well, I don't see a recession on the horizon here. Right at the moment, the unemployment rate's the lowest in 50 years. The participation rate's the highest ever.
The Reserve Bank there highlighting the positives in an increasingly tough environment. Krishani Danji, SBS News.